Lesson 101. Phrase, collection. A phrase is part of a sentence. It is a collection of words that does not make complete sense by itself. For example, on the floor, over a high building, etc. A phrase has no finite verb in it. What is a phrase?
A phrase is part of a sentence. It is a collection of words that does not make complete sense by itself.
Give me an example, please.
At high speed.
Mind, object, passenger, excuse me, non-smoker, pipe, babysitter, do you mind? The verb to mind means to object to consider, to be careful of, to obey, and to look after. What does the verb to mind mean?
The verb to mind means to object to consider, to be careful of, to obey, and to look after.
When we are in a train, before opening the window, we say to the other passengers, "Excuse me, would you mind if I opened the window?" Or, "Do you mind if I open the window?" What do we say to the other passengers before opening the window of a train?
Before opening the window of a train, we say to the other passengers, "Excuse me, would you mind if I opened the window?"
Would you mind if you were a non-smoker and you were sitting in the non-smoking part of a train and someone began to smoke a pipe?
Yes, I'd mind if I were a non-smoker and I was sitting in the non-smoking part of a train and someone began to smoke a pipe.
If you did mind, what would you do?
If I did mind, I'd say to the person, "Excuse me, but do you mind not smoking?"
What would happen if you fell asleep in a room where a gas pipe had broken?
If I fell asleep in a room where a gas pipe had broken, I'd probably never wake up.
Did you always mind what your mother said when you were a child?
Yes. I always considered, obeyed, or followed what my mother said when I was a child.
If you didn't mind what you said in public, what might happen?
If I didn't mind what I said in public, someone might hit me, or a policeman might take me to the police station.
Do you mind what other people say or think about you? That is it important to you?
Yes, I mind what other people say or think about me. Or, no, I don't mind what other people say or think about me.
When parents have to go out together in the evening, who usually minds their baby?
When parents have to go out together in the evening, a babysitter usually minds their baby.
Switch on, switch off. What am I doing?
You're switching the light on.
What am I doing?
You're switching the light off.
Preparatory it. Prepare, usual. We sometimes use the word it in order to prepare ourselves for a phrase which is going to follow. For example, it is not very easy to speak a foreign language well. This is called a preparatory it. What do we mean by a preparatory it?
By a preparatory it, we mean that the word it is used to prepare ourselves for a phrase which is going to follow.
Give me three examples, please.
It is very difficult to understand what he says. Was it usual for him to come here every Sunday? Is it common to find that kind of bird in this part of the country?
To be determined, even though determined. Success, luck, intelligence. When you start to do something like learning a language or doing a job of work, are you usually determined to continue to the end, even though what you have started is extremely difficult? Have you determined what you're going to do for your next holidays? Who's the most determined person you know or have ever met? For success in life generally, which do you think's more important than anything else? The determination to succeed, luck, hard work, or intelligence? Steal, stole, stolen, owner, the police. If someone steals your umbrella, have you the right to steal someone else's? If someone stole a book from a shop and was caught doing so, what'd probably happen? Have you ever had anything stolen from you? Active. Activity. Would you say you were a rather active kind of person? What kind of activities interest you most of all?
The kind of activities that interest me most of all are sport and politics.
Organize, stay, student. Supposing a group of foreign students came to stay with you for the weekend, what would you organize for them? Are you good at organizing things? Gift. What kind of gift would you give a boy of 15? Engine. Do you know how a car engine works? Sad. When you feel sad, what do you do? Barrel. What do we use for keeping large quantities of wine in?
We use a barrel for keeping large quantities of wine in.
Steam. How's steam produced?
Steam is produced by boiling water.
Oppose. When you wanted to do something as a child and your parents opposed your plans, what did you do? Idiom 4. Get on one's nerves equals make one feel angry and nervous. For example, the noise those children make gets on my nerves. What does the idiom to get on one's nerves mean?
The idiom to get on one's nerves means to make one feel angry and nervous.
Give me an example, please.
Mary's very nice, but her sister gets on my nerves. She is always making things difficult.